Yard's Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain, and welcome to week one of 2 weeks of falling in love with love songs. To start things off, I've got a jazz favorite from Glennis Houston. Off her 2014 CD, I'll Reminisce With You, here we have Love, L-O-V-E, Love.
It's for the way you look at me. Oh, it's for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. It's for the way you look at me. Oh, the only one that I can see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. Love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
I swear.
Between Two Lovers from Mary McGregor, released as a single in 1976. And now we have a song from a local girl, Sarah Jickling. This is a song that she wrote when she was with her first band, the Oh Wells. It is a song that is the perfect love song to show our imperfections and how that's okay in love. It's just an incredible song and very well written. It's off her 2011 CD, Not That Girl from Transformers. Here we have the Oh Wells with Is It Too Late to Apologize?
Thank you. Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Being that it is week one of 2 weeks of falling in love with love songs, I'm going to be airing two radio tales this evening. The first one is about love as a teenager, falling in love and falling out of love. It's a song, well, it's not a song, it's a radio tale that I wrote in 2015, and it's called I Was Just Bad at Math. Radio tale number 16. I was just bad at math. Like false rumors, gossip, and made-up stories, since the beginning of time, there have always been societal myths about women and girls that, like stone, are hard to eradicate. One such myth is that young women are notorious for getting pregnant as a strategy to force their boyfriend's hand at marriage. This is a myth that I came to know of too soon in life. Shortly after I became legal to vote, drink, and be merry, the trapping your boyfriend myth began to circulate about me. By the time I got wind of the story, my boyfriend, who had started the rumor, was dust in the wind. Apart from the sting of the false accusation, I felt sad. He never knew me. If he had known me, he would have known that I wasn't trying to trap him. I was just bad at math. Well, that was long ago and it was far away, so it can't hurt to rewind the memory tapes. So here's how that memory goes. In the still of the night, moon overhead, stars aligned, he parked his truck alongside the inlet shoreline just under the Second Narrows Bridge. Nervous, he reached over to pull my face towards him and looked into my eyes.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared. Yeah.
Nervously, he asked me if it was safe. Surprised by the question, I pulled my birth control pills out of my purse. Staring at me with distrust in his eyes, I started to count the blue pills in the bubble pack. At first, I counted silently on my fingers, and then aloud. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13. Let me start again. 2, 4, 6. You know, it's the second pack, so it must be safe. Yeah, I think it is. As the moon shone down through the windshield of his beat-up Chevy, he stared at me like a deer lost in the headlights. I stared back like his doe in the headlights.
Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it.
We'd been dating for almost 8 months, and although I wasn't thinking babies or marriage or anything beyond the weekend, I also wasn't anticipating that we would ever end. However, after my demonstration of my inept skills at math, and meatloaf didn't help matters either, he was gone. Could I blame him? I mean, nothing says run faster than a 19-year-old girl practicing her times table under a bridge in the moonlight. In hindsight, I hadn't expected to fall for him. I only went out with him because he insisted that I have coffee with him, and I was too polite to say no. I thought we'd have coffee and that'd be that. He, however, had other ideas. I guess he saw something I didn't. I think he knew that once we had that first date, that first coffee, he'd win me over. He was right. In reflection, I realized that he was the kind of guy who made thoughtful decisions, who was not quick to act. Raised in the city, he had a small-town feel about him and reminded me of the prairie folk I'd grown up around. Simple, kind, unassuming. Yet, he also had a city feel to him. Aside from his plans to become rich by 35, he liked the conveniences of the city and was up on music and the British invasion. Something I always thought was kind of cool. Although we were together a short time, he had a big influence on my life. What he did for me was open up my eyes to the possibility of my life. Before we dated, I was a girl out of high school who had no plan. I was floundering, lost, unfocused. In our brief time together, however, he encouraged me to think about my future, to do something with my life. So, when we broke up, I took the good of our relationship and made a plan for my life. That was 35 years ago. In later years, he found me again. We went out a few times in what would be a string of random dates over random years.
I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her.
last time I saw him. We went for brunch, laughed a lot, told stories. And as he dropped me off, he asked me to call him. But I never did. That stubborn girl in me was waiting for an apology, an explanation for why he had lied about me all those years before. An apology that never came. Instead, I never heard from him again. In hindsight, he was a 20-year-old guy who had heard stories about girls who trapped guys, and had even seen that happen to a good friend of his. My ineptness at math didn't help matters. I suspect that he realized he'd gotten it wrong, otherwise he wouldn't have come back so many times. Getting older has helped me to forgive and to let go. Although he broke that 19-year-old girl's heart, I have since evolved to focus on what he left me with, the fact that he opened up my eyes to the possibilities of my life, of what I could become, was something I will never forget. For that, I am grateful.
Eating when I am full of
was Alanis Morissette with Thank You, off her fourth studio album, Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie, released in 1998. Next, we have a song that was written and recorded by Amy Sky. It's truly an amazing song of love and relationships and how things are not so simple. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good, but you never know. This song was released as a single, and it's called Love, Pain, the Whole Damn Thing.
Heaven keep